Got it, Rex.
Yeah, Tony, Nigel Fentonkine, how are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
Good, good. Just touch and base with you guys to see how that car of mine's travelling along.
I reckon it's not far off being finished.
Okay.
Give me
so
two...
I'll...
What's that?
Yeah, no, what I'm getting at is I just want to know whether I'm coming to pick it up tomorrow, that's all.
No, all good. I'll go find out for you. Let me have a chat with Warwick.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Thank you.
All good. 2 6. Still there?
Yeah,
he said it should be ready by about lunch tomorrow, so he still needs to do a little bit of cold starts and finish off the invoice.
Yeah,
everything went well. He said it made 262 kilowatts.
Oh, tell him to get another 3 or 4 out of it, can you?
You want 265? No, yeah, he's happy with what it made anyway. Like, he said that was super happy where it is.
Nah, that's fine. That's, as long as it's happy where it is, mate, that's good. I'll work tomorrow morning and then I'll come up there probably to craft and...
What was that? Sorry, your line just crackled up a little bit there.
You there?
Yeah, I can hear now.
Yep. So what time do you close tomorrow?
5:30.
5:30? No worries. I should be there about 3:30, 4 o'clock, I reckon.
Yeah, perfect. Easy.
So like I said, I've just got to work in the morning and then I'll start my drive and come and get it.
Yep, perfect.
No worries at all, mate. Do you have any idea on cost as yet, or you'll work that out tomorrow?
I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what he did to your car.
No, that's fine.
I know
fine.
It was
that's
in pieces
right.
At one point. I can get him to send you a text with the price on it.
No, that's fine, Tony. Let's just worry about it tomorrow. The main thing is that I know I've got to come pick it up tomorrow.
Yep, done. Easy.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, mate. Thank you very much.
All good. Thanks. See ya.
Cheers. Bye.